Jets are back on the road this weekend. Ethan Greenberg and Eric Allen here bringing you the Jets-Browns game preview. EA, the Jets entering this week are on a two-game winning streak, but they have to maintain a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they certainly do. I love what offensive coordinator John Morton said this week. He said, we go into every game with an underdog mentality, that we have our backs against the wall. The Jets have to play like that. Yes, they are on a two-game winning streak, and yes, the Browns are winless to date, but they're going to get a spirited effort from Cleveland. They're going to have to match that intensity level. They haven't done anything yet. I think the guys in the locker room know just that, and they are looking to secure their first road victory of the year.
In the past 2 weeks, opposing quarterbacks only have a 51% completion percentage against this Jets defense, and this weekend's matchup is DeShone Kizer, the rookie from Notre Dame, and defensive coordinator Casey Rogers said, you got to watch out for this guy with his feet.
Yeah, because he is an athletic passer who can make all the throws, but he also can get outside. And if he does that, if he breaks contain, he can tuck it under, get down the field himself. And also, you're going to have to plaster back in the secondary. The Jets want to maintain their rush lanes, and you're going to have some opportunities for some turnovers this week. Kizer's a guy who, despite showing some flashes, has turned the ball over 8 times through 4 games. That's 2 interceptions per game. I think if the Jets can get some pressure on him, they're going to have opportunities in the defensive backfield to make some plays and get some key takeaways.
All right, and then lastly here, the Jets squeaked out a victory against the Jags, a back-and-forth game there. What needs to happen against the Browns in order to ensure victory?
The good thing for the Jets is they're finding ways to win. Against the Miami Dolphins, they were dominant for 60 minutes. Against Jacksonville, they were in control of that ball game for most of it. And then in the fourth quarter, a couple of miscues meant they had to secure victory in overtime, but they battled through adversity. They did not flinch. The one thing that Todd Bowles has continued to talk to his team about is we have to close games better. So if they have a chance to take Cleveland out of that ball game early this week, they got to do it.
All right, there you have it, the Jets-Browns game preview again. The Jets look to make it 3 in a row. This weekend's opponent, the Cleveland Browns in the dog pound. For Eric Allen, I'm Ethan Greenberg.